It's wedding season, and in the wedding world, as in Hollywood, image is everything. Photographic studios are full of glossy pictures of glowing brides and some shadowy husbands kissing under the blossoms, beside the lake, on a picturesque bridge, walking hand in hand through the woods, sprinkled with artificial stardust, and in every romantic setting that the photographer could contrive. These formal wedding photographs are rather like the pictures of food that appear on restaurant web pages. They show the product as it ought to look. But a wedding, like a dinner plate, is only perfect until it turns into something else, a marriage or a meal, as the case may be. Perfection is a hard act to follow, and some degree of disenchantment is inevitable. But whatever happens in the next 30 or 40 years, the happy couple will always have their pictures to remind them why they did this. Weddings are big business, to the tune of about $70 billion a year. The average full-scale wedding costs almost $30,000. Now that people marry for life, not just once but several times, the wedding industry's turnover has increased in proportion. Hen parties and bachelor parties provide yet more profits for bars and restaurants, those that they don't destroy in a frenzy of celebration. Photographers and videographers do very well out of it too, not to mention the stretch limousine companies, the airlines, and the honeymoon hotels. It's a reassuring, highly regulated world, although strangely lopsided like a coronation. The wedding will last only a few hours, and the marriage may last for years. 8 years is the average. But that part of our lives is lived, as it were, off stage, unless we're celebrities. The wedding is a rare moment of public theatre, which is why we need those photographs and videos. These are very ancient rituals. The wedding represents a public commitment of the couple to each other, so everybody knows that it's not just naughtiness. The honeymoon originated with an old Norse practice of capturing a bride from the neighbouring village. The result, then as now, was that she left her family and got to travel a bit. Both rituals function as a kind of test, an ordeal designed to sort out the winners from the losers, genetically speaking. Weddings are never easy. Honeymoons can be even harder, and marriage changes everything. Practical questions crowd in. How will they file their taxes? How many cats will they have? Will he get to keep his own name? But couples who can survive a traditional wedding and a traditional honeymoon in some place like Bora Bora or Venice should find a lifetime of marriage comparatively easy. The cost of a wedding and the quality of the photographs doesn't seem to have much effect on the quality of the subsequent marriage one way or the other, although couples who have hugely expensive and elaborate weddings may stay married longer just out of embarrassment. Our own wedding was photographed by one of my aunts against the wall of the town hall in a downpour of rain. The long marriage that followed could not have been improved. This is David Boucher.